This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tis the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tis the season to be jolly, but then it's always the season to be jolly. Right?
Yeah, why not?
Exactly. All right, so I want you to want me. Remember that famous line? I'm trying to remember what song it comes from. I want you
song, yeah.
To want me. Remember the song?
I don't
remember
the song. Yeah, that's the title of the song, Cheap Trick.
Oh. Okay, well,
there you go.
I stumbled into another pile of honey. So what causes you to want whatever it is that you want? Think about it. Why do you want to have a good day? Why do you want to love someone? Why do you want to be whatever it is that you've decided you want to be for a career? Why do you want to be married? Why? Ever figure that out?
Good questions.
Well, I think there are a lot of people who do what they do or want what they want because everybody else has it. I want it because he's got it.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Or they think they're supposed to want something.
Right. Exactly. So what makes the needle, maybe another way of doing this exercise is to figure out what moves your needle. Do you know what it is about you that you are now, are you sure that this is why I want to be a truck driver. This is why I want to be a farmer. This is why I want to be a lawyer. This is why I want to be married. This is why I want to drive fast. This is why I use that exercise for anything. Right? I think that's how you figure out yourself. If you haven't figured out, a lot of people, no matter what their age, have never really figured themselves out. Mm-hmm. What makes you tick? Do you know what makes you tick? If you do, congratulations, actually. Because a lot of people don't ever figure out what makes them tick.
Or they lose sight of it. They knew it once upon a time, and then they just kind of got lost in the shuffle.
Yep. All right. A lot of people worried about those leaked documents. Not only could they damage operations in Ukraine, but around the world. Here we go with the Russians on social media again and again and again. The leaked, I thought it was somebody that was in the Defense Department. You know, that's the first thing we think of. Okay, where is this leak? Is there another Edward Snowden around? Or, you know, somebody like that that wants to get the information out because they don't think that what we're doing is the right thing to do. So anyway, the Ukrainians have changed their battle plans against the Russians because of the leak. This is a different way of fighting wars, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's a whole different, this whole different world of leaks.
Yeah.
And apparently this is fairly fresh in the last week or so, a week of leaks. Ukraine, South Korea, Israel, all of these people with the Russians at the helm of scrambling up these mm-hmm. bits and pieces of content.
I mean, these are high security. Like the one major leak out of classified Pentagon documents. How does it even happen?
Yeah. Well, there doesn't seem to be any real answer to how it happens, although it's easy to blame the Russians for this. It would make some sense. So what's been leaked? The documents themselves, as I look at them, Jay, appear to come from a number of different sources. Briefings for the Joint Chiefs of Staff, mm-hmm. updates for the CIA, they're all marked top secret,
well,
mostly about the war. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, the extent of eavesdropping of U.S. on key allies.
But the pretty specific, the description is pretty focused on the air defense sort of, the Ukrainians haven't had a good track record with this.
Mm-hmm.
So they're getting help from the West, and the counteroffensive against Russia has been basically cooked up by the American military.
Mm-hmm.
Well, telling them what to do.
Again, one of the leaks is basically a blueprint of weaknesses.
Yeah.
In Ukrainian right. weaponry.
Now, does this change them? They're weak. The Russians can have all the military intelligence in the world, but if they can't fight, they don't have the means to fight, they don't have the people to fight, then, okay, so the leaks are a problem because they create a situation where they have to change their strategy. I look at some of these documents, the summary of them, looks like they touch on more general assessments about the war also. This is not anything new here. This is stuff that's been around, but yet it makes headlines because it gives us a sense, I think, of weakness. It comes across that way, or maybe weakness isn't the right. It's vulnerability. We're so darn vulnerable. There's so much chatter on the internet, so much social media that can easily be, you know, glommed and sent around. The documents more specifically claim that Israel's intelligence agency encourages their staff to participate in helping the government help the Ukrainians.
Mm-hmm.
And so apparently there have been a lot of conversations between the South Koreans and the Ukrainians as well. South Korea is supposed to be sending, what, 300,000, 400,000 rounds of ammunition. And then on the other side, the intelligence shows that Egypt, supposedly our friends, right, their allies, the Egyptians, have planned to provide Russia with 40,000 rockets. So how friendly can they be? I suppose they can be our friends and not like the Ukrainians, I suppose. You know, what are they going to get from the Russians?
Yeah.
There's always a trade deal here.
Definitely becomes a conflict of interest amongst allies.
Yeah. Yep. So, anyway, there's a lot of stuff here floating around, and it's not cool. And so the Egyptians, that's... Today's Washington Post does an interesting job overviewing what's going on in our relationship with the Egyptians. Most relevant information is what I just laid on you, the 40,000 rockets that are supposed to be going to the Russians to help them. But you see what this all boils down to, really? The military-industrial complex. Some militarist has sold these rockets to the Egyptians, and so now they've got an excess number of them. So, okay, let's give them to the Russians. And so the war continues, and the only people, the only group, the only entity that comes out of this well are the military industrialists, the people who make the bombs, make the rockets, make the planes, make the boats, all that stuff. We pay for it. The Egyptians pay for it, if you will. Part of this article in the Post looks at a series of classified files that were posted last month. One of them details conversations between the Egyptians and the Russians. So the Americans know what's going on, interestingly enough, and so we can't keep it secret because the stuff that we have isn't well enough protected. What other conclusion do you draw here? Except that we haven't got a good enough, we don't have protection enough around our social media, if you will, or whatever it is in social media, I guess it's mm-hmm. just interdepartmental communications that are supposed to be top secret.
Yeah. Well, but it also, and maybe this is kind of the conspiracy theorist that lives down deep down inside of me, but yeah. Is this leak to take our focus away from something else?
Yep. Well, the whole
is
thing.
Is this potentially some kind of red herring?
Yeah. So the Pentagon thinks that some of the info may have been leaked from inside the Pentagon, so they got the Justice Department looking into that. The Egyptian ambassador to the U.S. Said that Egypt's position from the beginning, based on non-involvement in the crisis and committing to maintain equal distance from both sides. So how do you do that when you give the Russians 40,000 missiles? Come on. Who's kidding who here? There's another, just, you know, I was, the chatter back and forth, there's just too much of it. Everybody's, you know, hey, did you hear? It's kind of like gossip that you do over the backyard yeah. fence. Hey, did you see that Fred just got divorced from Wilma?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. How about that? So Wilma's on the market, huh? What do you think? Fred's going to move out of the house and...
I don't know.
We can go, huh?
Mari's going to jump in right there.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so anyway, this... But the source of the leak, apparently it first appeared on Discord, which is a social media platform that gamers are using. So how does this... Was it codified? Was there code that was being used? You see, the old days... When during the Second World War, the Nazis used to use newspaper classified ads, and so did the British, to communicate with people in the field. Did you know that? That was really something. Somebody would pick up the spies would pick up the local whatever the newspaper was, and they'd look for a particular ad, and in the ad would be a hint as to what their next assignment might be, or what they're supposed to be looking for, or you know how you break down the codes. Yeah. Classified ads. Anyway, so here we are. The president is in Ireland. He's going to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the peace agreement. Huh? They're at it. They're sort of not really at it, but, you know, there's certainly now because of the reality of what happened, I guess, after it all started with... pulling out of the European alliance, Euro, and England's a mess right now. It's just a mess. Strikes everywhere.
Yeah.
Excuse me.
But look around the globe. Who isn't? Who isn't a mess these days?
Excuse me. Yeah, that's it. So much disruption, so much of a mess. Yeah, so how do we solve it all? Is this our fate? Do we need to, everybody, universally, people need to go out and wave the white flag. I surrender. Uncle. Speaking of that, where is the man from Uncle? Maybe the man from Uncle could help, right? All right, next half hour, we talk about banks and lending, among other things, as we continue to inform and kind of inveigle ourselves into the stories of the day, the issues of the day, the things that matter to you. And what we think, and you can share what your thoughts are on our social media, 18 after the hour.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Thank you. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Doug Stepman's Good Day program. Good day.
For good
those
day.
Of you who are in Australia listening to our program on gooddayshow.com, good day. It's social media time. Some of the trending items that have to do even with social media. Happy birthday, by the way, to our listeners. Stan DeGloria, Mary Laurie. Let's see here. Paul Taylor's birthday is today. Tom Conlon. How do you do? Twitter is objecting, well, no, BBC is objecting to the label that describes the BBC as government-funded media. We had the same story the other day about how it applies to NPR.
Mm-hmm.
Are they the same, NPR and the BBC, the same as the Russians or the Chinese network? I don't think that is true, but that's what the Twitter folks are all about. So what is the, has Twitter changed its stance on either the BBC or NPR? Or they still say, yep, nope, they're state-affiliated media.
As of now, so far, yeah. Yes.
Well, they are. You know, they're supported by the state. BBC is paid for.
But they say that they're government-funded.
Yeah, they are government-funded. They get money from the government.
BBC gets money from civilians. Civilians have to pay some kind of news tax. I can't remember what it's called.
The license fee.
Yes, that's what it's called.
Yeah, but the it still is, it comes from the tax, the people are taxed, so therefore it goes through the federal coffers, and then become, they wouldn't have to pay. I think that the people in England are okay with this, though, aren't they?
I think so, because it's one of
more
the things,
so than,
if you want to use it, you have to pay the fee for it. If you don't want to use it, you don't have to use it.
But interestingly enough, you get the BBC over here in America, you don't have to pay anything for it.
Mm-mm.
Comes in, right?
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing. So when you go to Twitter for BBC News, it doesn't have the government-funded media tag. NPR still does have that tag. However, NPR Politics account does not have the tag.
Really?
So it almost seems like Elon Musk is kind of just like, he's having fun. He's living his best life right now.
Yeah, he's got the power to make all of this foolishness happen. Basically, bottom line, there's a trending video clip that I saw, Jay. Farewell of an 83-year-old woman to her dying 87-year-old husband.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people looking at this. It's been posted and seen by about 4 or 5 million people. The woman's farewell to her husband. You can see her stroking his hair and saying, "Don't get lost. Walk into the light.
Mm.
Let go of everything. It's time to leave. So leave without regret." Who's got the strength to do that?
Yeah.
Think about it. Huh? How much strength does it take to do something like that? God love people who can deal with their realities like that. That takes a lot of strength, a lot of starch. All right, so we posted the, I just teased you about the Dalai Lama's thing. Suck my tongue. So he's apologized for it all over social media. We're carrying that. If you go to Good Day Social Media, which is on Facebook, Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, Good Day On Air, you can see the story of this video showing him kissing a young boy and asking him to suck his tongue.
It's awful. It's gross. And he apologized to the young boy, the boy's family, and then his own friends across the world for the words that he used that may have caused any hurt. And it is one of those things of probably societal norms, I should say. And once upon a time, it was a kind of a thing of like showing respect and honor, maybe. But it's awful. It's so gross.
Carrie says, absolutely disgusting. One of the other listeners said, disgusting. Oh, man, I don't care who he is.
Yeah, today we call it pedophilia.
Yeah, right. All right, I guess we'll get that straightened out. 28 after here on Good Day.
Are you dipping into savings to pay the bills? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Many Americans did squirrel away that relief money Uncle Sam sent during the pandemic while we weren't spending on this and that as we quarantined. Still, hitting the piggy bank for day-to-day expenses is scary and fundamentally unsustainable. Notable exception? Your credit card balance. It's double-digit debt, and your bank is paying, what, 1% interest on your savings? Slay that plastic and pay cash for what you need by making smart trade-offs about what you want. Example, Yahoo Sports estimates it costs $253 for a family of four to go to a Major League Baseball game unless they go after an early dinner at home. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In his first interview since being arraigned, former President Trump sat down with Fox News last night from his home in Florida.
Well, it was a horrible thing because I did nothing wrong. Absolutely nothing wrong. You look at even the pundits and the legal analysis, Greg Jarrett, all of these really talented people, they're saying he didn't do anything wrong.
The Republican frontrunner for the 2024 presidential election continues to claim the justice system has become politicized. Trump described his arraignment process.
And I'll tell you, people were crying. People that worked there, professionally worked there, that have no problems putting in murderers and they see everybody. It's a tough, tough place. And they were crying. They were actually crying. They said, "I'm sorry."
More than 2,000 residents were told to evacuate yesterday afternoon after a large fire broke out at a recycling plant in Indiana. The fire broke out in the city of Richmond at the Hofco factory, which closed in 2009. Lance Pry, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's gonna be a good day.
It has been a good day.
The call of the day is to me, Doug Steffen at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind. About 34, half the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. I want to say hi to Dick Moody, who was nice enough to send along a comment on what a good show this is. Thank you very much, Dick. There are a lot of people
who
get these comments. Yeah, what's the story? You should be doing something else, sir. This is a great program. Thanks very much. Either or both of those are appreciated. You can connect to us easily, Facebook and Instagram, at Good Day Radio Show, and Twitter, Good Day On Air. The excellent... What did Limbaugh used to call it? Excellence in Broadcasting, the EIB network. That was his thing. Somebody, somebody sent me a note about Donald Trump and what I said about him being a one-note samba or something. And I don't even remember what I said. Then this person reminded me that he was offered $2 million a year to do a radio show right after he got out of office. And so he turned it down in part because he said, among other things, this is maybe too much inside baseball, but Hannity makes $30 million a year. Limbaugh was making $80 million a year. And so Trump said, how come I'm only, how come you only offered me two? How about you give me the same that you pay Hannity or Limbaugh, and then maybe I'll consider it. He was going, they really did, they, the two-hour midday program they're going to throw. And I was trying to remember whether it coincided with Rush being sick and it was obvious that he wasn't going to make it. And so the company, I don't remember the exact nuance of it. Jay, I don't know whether you were here.
But also, like, $2 million, that's loose change in Trump's pocket. Like, let's be real.
Right. So, if you want, and that's what he said. You want me to do a radio show? I'll do a radio show. But he was only paid, I think he was paid $8 million for The Apprentice. It wasn't a lot of money for, again, a guy who's got lots of dough, it would seem. At least that's the story. I think he has a lot of assets. I'm not sure how much cash he has. I think he's got, mm-hmm. you know, look at all of the buildings that are in his name, some of which he owns, and others he doesn't. You know, that kind of stuff. Although this will cause comment on our social media. Nothing has caused more comment lately than the Dalai Lama thing. What do people think? Religionists being what they are and yada, yada. All right, let's celebrate with winners. Everybody ready?
Ready.
You ready? Let's have winners. Okay, so here, the first story is about a Florida mother who has won $2 million. And this follows on the heel of her being told that her daughter's cancer treatment was over and her life was going to go on. The life-saving help of treatment. She got a big payday on the same day. She bought a ticket at a local store in Lakeland, Florida. Her name is, well, I'm going to give her a name because people will chase her around, right? What about this for an investment? Or that is an investment. She bought the ticket right after her daughter completed her last cancer treatment. She said, quote, the day before, this is the daughter saying this, my mom bought the ticket. I rang the bell and walked out of the hospital after completing my last treatment for breast cancer. And so, I mean, you can imagine the emotion that was around that. Her mother had taken all of her savings to take care of her daughter. Wow. That's a good thing, right? So, anyway, she gets not only the $2 million scratch ticket, but a $2,000 bonus. That's kind of nice. Listen. This is, you go to the gas station, get gas, go in and buy a ticket. Now, here's another one of these things. Here's the story of a guy from Virginia who took a chance. He played the same lottery number 20 times, and the number hit. So I've never thought about this before. Think about this. This is the FYI department. I always thought that the number was the number, and you couldn't duplicate it. But this guy took a ticket with the same number 20 times. It was a $5,000 payout. He got $100,000.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, especially if it's not one of those jackpot situations where you would basically, that wouldn't multiply the jackpot. You'd have to split the jackpot with yourself. But if it's one of those guaranteed money situation per ticket,
do you buy those?
Brilliant. I haven't tried this route yet, but I might.
No. I just thought that's a brilliant idea. And didn't we always all think that the number was exclusive and you couldn't duplicate it? That's always what I thought.
Because there's always, a lot of times there's more winners, more than one winner. But we always just kind of think in terms of the jackpot itself, where the jackpot is the jackpot. It will only be split if multiple people win. I don't think many of us think about the lower portions where it's guaranteed money. And if multiple people win that, they all get that guarantee. You don't have to split the pot. And nobody, I just think it's one of those things that it's so easy, it's so right there in your face, too commonsensical for us to notice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, listen. It's a wonderful thing. It's a great day in the neighborhood when you get something like that going on. All right, some people in the news. Smokey Robinson. Anybody here doesn't know? Okay, here's the test. James.
Hello.
James is at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Do you know who Smokey Robinson is?
I recognize the name. You might have to remind me.
Oh, Cruisin', one of the best songs ever.
Right. Just Google Smokey Robinson and come up with one of his songs. Cruisin' is a good one. He's 83 years old, and he's releasing this week a new album. This guy, other than Berry Gordy, he's probably, in the history of Motown music anyway, he is the second most creative, maybe more creative than, he wrote a lot of songs along with Holland Dozier Holland. I mean, there's a list, but Smokey's on top of it. Made hundreds of millions of dollars owning the licenses for the songs that he's written. He used to play an instrument when he was in high school. He was singing in high school. He had a little group in Detroit. And then he and Berry met, and he started his career writing and recording his own songs. He was vice president under Berry at Tamla Records, Motown Records. And I think in terms of what he wrote, the one that that really hits me the most, I know James found this, from 1964, the Temptations song "My Girl," he wrote that.
Oh, that's him?
Yeah, it's him.
Oh, hey,
wow.
I didn't know
that's
that.
Not him. That's his song. He wrote it. Temptations recorded it. But he said he was interviewed this morning in the Wall Street Journal talking about his new album and how radio was. He was being asked actually about this AM radio thing, where the manufacturers of cars are trying to dump AM radio, at least some of them are, off of the dashboard. And Smokey says if it wasn't for AM radio, he would be no place. The record guys used to come by and take his music and go peddle it to the radio stations. So anyway, he says, I want to be remembered for my music. I want to be like Beethoven with people playing my songs in 400 years. I think that's probably going to happen.
I think he will succeed.
Right? All right. So, James, did you find My Girl, or are you still...
I found Cruisin', but I'm getting My Girl right now.
Well, I'll play Cruisin', and then
that'll
even blend into My Girl. Yeah, it's a great song. Isn't it? Okay, so
maybe the entire song.
Really?
And then say, let's play it again.
The closest I ever got to Smokey Robinson was dating a woman that he had dated.
Oh, now I'm interested.
Please tell us more.
That's a true story. Now she told me about the clothing that he had in his closet, you know, suits and stuff like that. It was really kind of, I don't know. That sounds odd.
I mean, did you ask about this information?
No. She and I were in a car driving around Los Angeles, and she saw him in his Corniche convertible.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I used to ride in that car with him. So, I prompted a little bit more of the conversation. And she said, yeah, I used to date him. And then she started talking about all of the suits and stuff in his closet and his underwear. So that was the end of that conversation.
I guess when he was singing about My Girl, it was really your girl.
Well, it wasn't my girl at the time. So did you, after all this conversation?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, here we go.
Where's the song? Oh, yeah, I love this song. You
can't sing it with my voice.
This is him singing the song. Talking about who was my girl, but she was his girl before. That's what it is. All right, let's keep going here. We can get stuck on this for a long time. So Melania Trump, one of the people in the news today, says that all of Trump's appearances are, quote, uncomfortable. I just want to be left alone.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes, that's her right.
Yeah,
right?
Good
she
for
wants
her
to
for identifying.
Stay out of the spotlight. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Or the sources around her.
Yeah. She doesn't have plans to get involved. She's not going to be involved in this anymore than his daughter is. They're out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm out. It's like Shark Tank. They're out. It's not comfortable. And she has her own life. She lives at Mar-a-Lago. She likes to be left alone. She can't stand the chaos and the drama. She is aloof, apparently. Not friendly. Because she doesn't want to be, and that's her right.
Mm-hmm.
She is angry about her husband's role, the hush money and stuff with Stormy Daniels.
And that sounds about right. That sounds reasonable, a reasonable way to react to this.
Well, the fact that he had the affair with her right after she gave birth to their son is kind of icky. You talk about the Dalai Lama and sucking on somebody's tongue. This is just as bad. Yeah, it's a disgusting. She's angry about it. So why doesn't she get a divorce? Are there handcuffs, those golden, what do they call them? The golden handcuffs. She likes living the life, and so I don't care what my husband does.
There could be different things, and some people, for the whole, for better or for worse, they take that seriously enough, and this could be some of the for worse, or there could even be, I know a lot of marriages who people clearly don't like each other, but they stay married almost because it's a business partnership at the same time.
Right, you want to break up the business.
Yeah, we don't know what goes on inside people's homes, but... Well, I good for her, and good for also for Donald Trump's daughter Ivanka, who are just like,
see you later.
We love him, but we're not supporting this. We don't want to be a part of this. Just keep our names out of your mouths when you're talking about this stuff. We are going to go do our own thing.
All right, next people in the news, a couple with three children finding out they're cousins. They took a DNA test 10 years into their marriage, and they were shocked. Selena Quiones from Colorado shared the news, been billed 4 or 5 million times. Reaction to the video has been mixed. A lot of negative comments, she says. Why? Why would you do that? You didn't know. That's why you do it, right?
Well, and here's the thing, too. It's not like they're first cousins. They are somewhere down the line.
They come from Mississippi.
Yeah, like 4th, 6th, or 7th cousin in line. Yeah. So it's Jerry Lee Lewis married his first cousin twice removed. Like, that's a little bit closer.
Yeah, there's a lot of that stuff down there. Sadly, it is kind of a southern thing, it would seem. Anyway, I'll get slapped for that, you can be sure. 48 after on Good Day.
Imagine, it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we're going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Time. The doctor's going to do something about my throat and my cough and my allergies. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here. Good Day Health is a creation of the Good Day Networks. Jack, an important cog in that wheel. He does a one-hour show that's heard every weekend around the country, appears on the Good Day program, has lots of secrets to help you perform better, to help you be better. You can always get that podcast that we have with Jack. The most recent one is a focus on cancer and heart disease and why groups that don't get their food in the grocery store are healthier. You want to figure that out? Where do they get the groceries? They go to the farm, for heaven's sakes. We had a conversation with Dr. Arthur Benjamin, too, about artificial lenses, your eyes, that kind of stuff. And Jack, was that you coughing? You sound like me.
Yeah, just woke up dry this morning. I'm sorry.
Well, that's it. You know, the thing that's going on now, and I think we ought to address this, Frank. By the way, get the podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com or, in fact, wherever you get the podcast, the other podcast that you listen to. So you and I are both confronted with, and Jay, I think, has a bit of this as well, with the problems that allergies are presenting. Now, it's different where you are because there's so much moisture in Salt Lake. Where you have your clinic, Jack has a clinic, his website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, is very much used by people who are there and everywhere who listen to him on this program. He has great advice, great instincts, great research. So the business about allergies, how do you prevent yourself from being overcome with the same thing that so many people are because it's either too dry or too moist, and your allergies are affected by either or both of those things, right?
Well, the extra moisture that Utah got during the winter that's starting to melt everywhere is going to cause a greater greenery showing up here in the next month that will really feed summer allergies. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah.
But we have all the desert stuff that blows in from Nevada. into the Utah air, as well as the western desert of Utah. And there's always that dust that causes a constant kind of allergy reaction here that you don't see in the East Coast.
All right, so let's talk about, I want to just kind of get to what people can do. You represent in your clinic standard process, which in my mind is the best, most effective line of, preventative homeopathic stuff. This is all food-based. There are hundreds of, how many different, actually, I've never asked you this. How many different supplements does standard process make?
About 150.
150, okay.
Yeah.
I take about 30 of them every day at Jack's recommendation. So what do we take for allergies? What do we have that we, I know there are a couple of things that I take. What do you recommend from your store front there?
Well, the main one is something called Antranex.
Mm-hmm.
And Antranex contains an ingredient that the Japanese discovered over 100 years ago called Yakritan. You hardly ever hear that word outside of standard process.
Mm-hmm.
But it is a natural food-based antihistamine. And so I can't count the number of them. Every spring, come in and get a bottle or two of Antranex.
Yep.
To take care of them through the spring and the summer. And then after that, they're just fine.
Yeah. Well, I take it myself.
Antranex, just like it sounds, Antronex.
Yep. You can get that through Jack at ForbiddenDoctor.com, should you like. Today is World Parkinson's Day. What do people do to avoid getting Parkinson's? Named, by the way, after James Parkinson, who basically is the person who first understood the description of Parkinson's disease written by this guy. So is there anything that we can do to prevent ourselves from getting it?
Well, I've been studying that for decades, ever since I got out of school. My brother has Parkinson's.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And but he's functional. He can get up and move around. He's a little slow.
Mm-hmm.
But the things that he makes sure he takes the supplements that I recommend for Parkinson's. But he watches his diet as well. And the more he stays away from sugar-based foods, the more he stays away from processed foods, the more he, as you were saying there a little bit earlier, that, you know, you get your food from the farm.
Yep.
The more he eats from Mother Nature and not from some food company, the better off he is in maintaining the level of degeneration that he has now. And should be fine. Although he is on a medication, I have to admit that.
Yeah.
But I have patients who pay no regard at all for what they eat, and they are in horrible condition.
Yeah. Well, eating too much sugar and things like that, and they do you in. We'll talk about that next time we visit with Jack. Doug Steffen here on Good Day Health with Dr. Jack Stockwell. I'll bring you up to date on the latest again, the Good Day Health download at your service and on your side, gooddayhealthshow.com, 59 past the hour.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.